This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of Etudes, a new album featuring pianist Jerry Allen. Allen was raised in Detroit and has worked as a backup musician for Motown, recorded with saxophonist Wayne Shorter and Oliver Lake, and has made three albums under her own name. Allen now lives in New York, where she leads an ambitious octet, but her new album finds her in a trio setting with two veteran musicians, bassist Charlie Hayden and drummer Paul Motion.
Some of the best and worst jazz comes from so-called piano trios, actually composed of piano, bass, and drums. These trios have been around for a long time, but the idea was redefined by pianist Bill Evans around 1960. In his quiet music, bass and drums were placed on an almost equal footing with his own piano. His success inspired other great groups, but he also cleared the way for those cocktail trios who confuse sleepiness with sensitivity. Now, a new album by pianist Jerry Allen, bassist Charlie Hayden, and drummer Paul Motion captures the Evans Trio's balance while turning up the ensemble temperature. All three wrote music for the date, but its highlight is the tune Shuffle Montgomery by the late composer and pianist Herbie Nichols. Pianist Jerry Allen's style tends to be spare and linear. She leaves lots of room for bass and drums to have their say. Here's part of her solo from Shuffle Montgomery. Charlie Hayden's plush and unhurried bass compensates for Allen's lean and propulsive piano. In one sense, piano and bass switch their usual roles. Hayden's chordal playing owes as much to folk guitar fingerpicking as it does to jazz walking bass, which is no surprise since he sang hillbilly music at tent shows while a boy in Missouri. Thank you. Paul Motion was the drummer in Bill Evans' breakthrough trio back around 1960, and he sounds right at home in this group. Motion conducts the music, loosening and tightening his grip on the beat. But his drums may contribute to the design of a piece as well. Shuffle Montgomery began with solo drums. Here's how it ends. It isn't every trio that leaves a closing theme statement to the drummer. Bassist Charlie Hayden has pointed out the political implications of a music in which all instruments are created equal. Some folks say talk like that leads to musical anarchy, and it's true that each player is free to go off on tangents. But more often, that equality means all the players will get an equal chance to speak their piece and to shape how the music will sound. Nobody gets cut out of the loop.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Etudes, Jerry Allen's new album on the Soul Note label. This is Fresh Air.